This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy New Year, Americans. The cake is going to hit the fan this year for the Democrats. Happy New Year, the year of vision, the year of hindsight, 2020. Democrats hoping to run out the clock. They want to stall in other areas, but time marches on. There's nothing they can do about it. Nothing they can do about it. No matter what they try, it backfires. No matter who they sic on Donald Trump, it backfires. Want to be approve it? Be happy to prove it on the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com. You ready? Here it is. I want to give you a mashup of what they were saying about this particular gentleman, and I use that term loosely, and where he sits today.
He's Donald Trump's worst. Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say. I am just dying to hear what you think.
These people all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And he,
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a great, bigger calling here, that being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating.
Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, this Trump will run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something for you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking news seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter. Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
Oh, my goodness, if you could only walk back half of that nonsense that these people said. Let me just give you a few of the things, some of the comments, all right? He's Donald Trump's worst, meaning worst enemy, worst fear. Avenatti, people said, was saving the country. Somebody called him the savior of the republic. He was called a folk hero. A woman said, I was wrong, brother. No, she wasn't. I want to stop there for just a second. There was one of these pundits that said, I was wrong, brother. She was right. You know what she didn't have? She didn't have the guts to say, I don't care what all this hoopla is about. This guy ain't about la-di-da. So I'm dying to hear what you think, Michael. This dude is a creepy porn lawyer representing, look, everybody needs representation, but representing liars and scumbags and skanks. And these people are, he could be the, oh my gosh, oh goodness, who else could we choose to save the republic? And I love this one. Trump fears him more than he fears Mueller. Who? Who? Are you going to bring up Mueller? What about Cohen? Didn't Trump have to fear his own lawyer? Who would you fear the most if you were getting thrown under the bus? Would you fear your own attorney? The only person you fear more than that is your spouse. That's the person who's got the goods on you. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I want you to understand who their hero was, who's now sitting in jail because he wasn't paying his fines or some silly notion. He could be a presidential contender. He's an existential threat to Donald Trump, they said. They said he had Donald Trump, here's a quote, terrified. He had Donald Trump, here's a quote, panicked. It was Avenatti's tough talk. How dare he dared have the ability, the intestinal fortitude to talk tough to Trump on TV. Somebody said he had a bigger calling. He transcended just being an attorney. He had a bigger calling. He's a beast, they said. Well, he better be, because where he is, I don't suspect. They think of him as a beast. I think if Avenatti's anything, he might be considered more of, well, a cute little girl. A cute little above-age teenage girl, or maybe a cute little runaway. I don't know. You never know in the popo. Yet sitting in prison is the man they said would bring down Donald Trump. That's what they said of Cohen. Who sits where? Anybody? Anybody? Even people they railroaded, like Manafort. Where's he sitting? Isn't he supposed to bring down Trump? They probably thought, if we leave Manafort in here, he'll get some sanity, and he'll turn state's evidence on Donald Trump. And what about this new guy? Lev, or whatever his name is. What about him? Anybody got any faith in him? I thought Mueller was the guy. New guy, folks. The new person who's going to bring down Donald Trump. But these are jukes. These are, they make you dodges. These are the people that go, I'm going to move to the right. I'm going to move to the left. Watch out. I'm going to juke you. The Democrats, folks, know they are out of stooges and scapegoats. And the spotlight is going to hit a big list of folks. A big list of people. People like McCabe. You know what he's done? I was a bit... I didn't exactly tell the FBI the truth. And what about Peter Strzok? His underling. What do you think he's going to do? Lisa Page went on her little, the president has gone after me. That didn't work. Where's she? Brennan and Clapper have been pretty much silenced. Dan Bongino brought up a guy I brought up a while back, Carlin. What about Rosenstein? What about the Clintons? What about Barack Obama? You think Donald Trump's worried? What did I tell? I told people, I told many leftists, I know the look of fear. I know how fear behaves. I guarantee you there is no fear with Donald Trump. None. He doesn't fear impeachment. He doesn't fear the Russian collusion. He doesn't fear Ukraine, because he's got truth on his side and it is being revealed. And now he knows how the game works. There's nothing like a street fighter like Trump who knows how the game is played. Boy, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A little bit of Democrat infighting going on, huh?
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. KJRadio.com.
These Democrats don't seem to know what they want to do with each other. They don't have any more black people bringing up racial stuff, so that's off the table. Problem is, black people aren't going to support the Democrats. Let me just make this clear. If you had four black people running, two who looked just like Barack Obama, junior senators who were, for all intents and purposes, mini-me's of Barack Obama, a.k.a. baby black Jesus, and neither of them could get enough of the black vote to stay in the race. Now, I mean, you got people like Klobuchar. You got people like, Polynesian woman. I can't remember her name. Neither can most of us, right? I mean, neither can most of you. Anyway, there are people that are still hanging in the race long after the two black folks that mostly resembled Barack Obama are out, who you would think would be able to bring enough of the black vote to be hanging in there, yet Booker and Harris are gone. Democrats got massive problems, massive infighting. And here, I want you to understand what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, if black folks don't support the two light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialects, how much support do you think they're going to give Joe Biden? Who laughingly said his campaign reported, we're 20 points ahead of any other Democrat when it comes to blacks in Iowa. Yeah, we got 50 of them to support us. Wow. It was embarrassing to watch, to read that. Because you know this campaign is on life support. All of them are. You want to know who the real Democrat front runner is? Do you want to know who it is? You guys, you want to take a guess? Who am I going to say? Yes, my producer, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is the legitimate front runner for the Democrats. Somebody said it's because he's passionate when he speaks about the issues. Now, I don't know what it is. Here's what I'll tell you. Bernie Sanders has less than 20% of the vote, and he is the leading Democrat. And as they consolidate, Bernie Sanders will still probably only get 40% of the vote. He may very well be the candidate that they pick. I told you guys it wouldn't be Biden. Buttigieg keeps stepping in it. So who knows? But Bernie Sanders is the top. You want to know why I can tell you this? You want to know how I know? Let me give you my gut instinct on why I'm telling you this. Because now people are firing at him. Think about the massive problem you have when the socialist, the millionaire socialist, is now the front runner of your party. He's ahead of a sitting vice president who served under somebody you call. There are people in your party who referred to him as God, who referred to him as America's daddy. I refer to him as baby black Jesus. This is the person that the Democrats said was the smartest, brightest bulb in the box ever to serve as president, and his vice president can't win, neither can two black folks that mimic him. They mimic his policies, and they mimic what he looks. They have studied the man, and they are out. Do you understand what I'm telling you? These racist Democrats have voted out their top contenders that mimicked the person that they most exalt, that they most revere. And then they voted out his VP. He can't even get traction. That's what I'm telling you. That's the sign you want to see. And the infighting now is, everybody's going, you can't let Bernie win? This is Bernie Sanders v. Hillary Clinton, just insert whomever here, 2.0. They do not want Bernie Sanders to be their candidate. And rightfully so. Not that they have any other better choices. But rightfully so. The DNC and CNN are going after Sanders. You couldn't watch that last Democrat debate and not see the obvious attack on Sanders. When the CNN reporter said, did you say that to Elizabeth Warren? No, I didn't. And let me explain that I have said many times that I believe that a woman could be president and blah, blah, blah. And he gave a rational reasoning, even including him saying it 25 years earlier, and the lady goes, well, Elizabeth Warren, now that we know that Bernie said this, what are your thoughts? She completely dismissed him. So CNN's in on it. The DNC's in on it. Guarantee the DNC's in on it. I don't know what all the shenanigans that are happening, but you can bet the orchestration. I remember some articles reading about what the DNC was doing to kind of keep Bernie at arm's length. Certainly, control of the media, access to other candidates, all kinds of things, access to, you know, who knows? I don't know how they do what they do. All I can tell you is there's the devil's behind it. I know that. What kind of rift, folks? I want you to think about this. Are you listening to Kevin Jackson on the KevinJacksonShow.com? What kind of rift will this create when Democrats torpedo Sanders for a second time? Think about this. James O'Keefe and Project Veritas goes in. They expose that this dude from the Sanders campaign says there'll be riots in the street if Trump is reelected or whatever else. And he's got Antifa working with Bernie and all this other kind of stuff. I don't know if that's true or not. But he's talking about riots if Trump wins. Let me tell you, before you get to the Trump riots, the riots that you are going to see in the street are when the 20% or so of the people that support Bernie who re-upped for him find out he's been railroaded again. That's going to be the riots. That's going to be the infighting. What kind of rift? What kind of chasm? Do you think the Democrats can heal that for a second time? Do you remember what happened with Bernie or bust at the convention? Right now they're saying Bernie has 23% of the vote in New Hampshire. Who cares? Iowa and New Hampshire don't pick presidents. But if he does have 23% of the vote, almost a quarter of the vote, it's a pretty good little microcosm of what he's got. What happens when half of that block says, I don't care who runs for president as a Democrat, I'm not going to support him? It's safe to say, if Bernie's got 15% of the overall voting base of the Democrats, he probably does, I think that's a pretty fair amount, somewhere between 15 to 20, most of it is not going to be friendly to the Democrats watching this happen a second time. And what do you think that's going to do when 10%, 7% of the vote says, I'm not voting for you? Yeah. You think the Republicans have problems where 95% of the people love Donald Trump? I was talking to some ladies at an event the other day, and two of the ladies said, I was not for Donald Trump, but I wasn't going to vote for Hillary. One of them said that. The other one said, I was anti-Trump, and I changed my mind, and I told them, and she voted, and I told them about my brother who didn't vote for Trump. And I said, now, how do all of you feel? My brother changed his mind completely in the Trump corner. What about you? Same way. How do you think that's going to play across the nation? How do you think that's playing?
Jackson Radio Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill are complaining that the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump is rushed and will not lead to a fair result. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky regarding what's on the agenda for Tuesday.
Today, we will consider and pass an organizing resolution. Today, we will consider and pass an organizing resolution that will structure the first phase of the trial.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the next phase of a trade deal with China won't necessarily remove all existing tariffs on Chinese imports. Mnuchin telling the Wall Street Journal the Trump administration might remove tariffs sequentially, breaking a Phase 2 deal into several steps. Phase 1 of a trade deal with China was signed last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Massive Democrat infighting, and meanwhile, Donald Trump marches on. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Trump, vindicated on everything that they tried against him, marches on. The Ukraine foreign minister comes out with this new guy, Les What's-His-Face, or Lev. Was it Lev? I keep mispronouncing it. Doesn't matter. It's like, oh, another person accused Kavanaugh of touching him at some point. Doesn't matter what the name is. Do you believe it? Because I don't. I don't believe anything the Democrats say these days. They have the biggest credibility problem around. The biggest credibility problem you can have. Democrats. Boy, talk about splitting your pants. And now the impeachment hearings have begun. And they're a joke. People are looking at these like, I can tell you this. I was in the airport over the weekend, forced to watch CNN, and nobody's paying attention. Nobody's watching. I mean, CNN can count, the TV is on, and we estimate what our audience is because they're sitting in airports all over the country. But if they counted whose eyeballs hit the screen, I can tell you, as God is my witness, the majority of people didn't care. They were blaring Adam Schiff talking about the reason why Trump needed to be impeached. And then all the new evidence that apparently they sat on and didn't look at the House with this new guy. And nobody cared. Nobody's looking. Nobody's discussing it. Nothing. You couldn't be more just nonchalant, like, I don't know. Should I run now and try to get myself a taco before I get on the plane? Those are the conversations people were having. And let me tell you. When I did strike up conversations with people, because you know me, I'm vocal. Talked to an old lady. She was 72 years old, older. I'm not saying she's old, but she was older. She was 72 years young, and she's headed to visit her grandkids. And we start talking, and I forget how the subject came up, but I said, well, these crazy leftists, you know, they're ruining our schools, and they're trying to do this stupid impeachment. I'm saying it loud on the president, and she goes, I agree. And she was from Asheville, North Carolina, and I hear Asheville is a heart of liberalism in South Carolina. Or maybe it was North Carolina. But I was in South Carolina. And she's, you know, talking about this, and openly, I didn't get a single negative look when I was talking about Trump and his policies and all, because I was vocal. Y'all know me. I'm making sure people know what's going on. Anyway, the Democrats, major problems in every group. I've laid this out before, but I want to be clear. I want people to understand is that sometimes these things bear repeating. There is not a single group that Donald Trump did not win in 2016 that he hasn't made strides with in 2020. Not women, you know, with college degrees, not Latinos of whatever ilk, not black folks, not black women. Every single one of those special interest groups that Democrats have been keeping down with their racist and sexist and other policies, Donald Trump has made headway. And I'm not talking little. It may be incremental with college-educated women. There are college-educated leftist women who are now going, you know what? Things weren't so bad under Donald Trump. Why do I know this? Because I've spoken to a few of them. I ask them, I go, hey, do you still have control over your body? Can you commit, can you kill babies still all you want? Yeah, apparently we still can have control of our bodies when it comes to killing babies. We just still can't be prostitutes. Yeah, so it's status quo. Still the same way the Democrats are. If you want to pay for your body, we will let you do what you want to do with it. But if not, all we'll let you do is kill black babies. So it's the same. You know what? They got better jobs. They're able to make better choices. They have the chance, these leftist women, to find themselves good quality conservative men. Now they can stop being, you know, part of the hairy underarm crowd and can join real women, conservative women. Maybe get a chance to find true happiness. So this is where we are with these women. So some of them are going, I haven't lost anything. In fact, I feel a little bit better. Donald Trump has indeed made the world safer. He's made the economy better. Oh, they have to fight it. They got to fight the feeling because they don't want to say it. They don't want to admit it. And they certainly don't want to admit it when they go to the cocktail parties or when they hang around their leftist friends. But some of them are even abandoning their leftist friends, saying, you know what? I'm done with you. I talked to a lady. That happened to her. I talked to a school teacher who was beaten up 3 times at her school, former lefty, that goes, can't be that anymore. They're not protecting me. They don't care. The union doesn't care. The school doesn't care. And when I complained about getting beat up by students throwing things at her, hitting her, she didn't have debilitating injuries, but she told me of teachers who have been hit so hard they have brain damage. These are the ones that go into junior high and high school. Luckily for her, she was only in junior high at the early grade. I think she taught 6th grade. These are people that are starting to get it. They're going, wait a minute, this has gone way too far. You think those lefties up in Portland that are watching Antifa do what it's doing with no repercussions, do you think they really like that? That's the representative of the Democrats? They don't like it. And this is why you have this massive infighting with the Democrats, where you've got Warren and Sanders fighting it out. You know why they're fighting it out? They're fighting it out over Warren, the liar, daring to say that Bernie Sanders doesn't think a woman can be president. Now, Bernie Sanders, he might have said this, Elizabeth, I don't believe you could be president. He might have said that, but he didn't think a woman couldn't be president. I don't believe a woman can't be president. I don't think most people believe a woman can. Give me the right woman, she can become president. But it'll help if she looks like Donald Trump. It'll help. So now you got this infighting that's picking up between Bernie and Biden. Biden's going after Bernie now. The attack is on Bernie Sanders because Bernie's the front runner. Yeah. And here's when you know people's campaigns are starting to suffer. Let me give you another hint, folks. It's when they start talking about VPs. I don't know who Biden hasn't considered at this point. He said he would consider Kamala Harris. Let me tell you why. It was a racist comment that he didn't get called out for. But Biden will consider Kamala Harris, but he won't tell you that it's because he wishes to bring more of the black vote. And if he put a sister on the ticket, he could probably get a little bit more of it. Black people would become a little more energized. You know the problem? Black folks don't really like Kamala Harris. She couldn't get a boost on her own. What do you think she's going to do for crazy, stupid Joe? Creepy Joe. Nothing. He said he would consider Julian Castro, a dude who barely got 2% of the vote when he was running. What's he going to bring? Texas? Because he's from San Antonio? He was over HUD for a minute because Barack Obama was trying to build a bullpen? Then he says, I'd even consider Beto O'Rourke. Here's what Biden's. I've spoken to each of them. My plea to both of them is that they stay engaged. They are talented, talented people. This article goes on. Castro, since exiting the race, has endorsed Senator Elizabeth Warren and campaigned with her. Castro, who's part of the Obama-Biden administration, isn't even supporting Biden. Says Castro and Biden were at odds in September of 2019 Democratic primary debate when a former HUD secretary asked Biden if he was forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago as Biden discussed the details of his health care plan. Let me ask you this. I don't know how your health care is. I can speak for my family. We've gone to the doctor. We've had big things that we were putting off until we got the right insurance. And it wasn't Obamacare. I wonder if you're experiencing the same thing. Are you finally going, whoo, I can take a breath. I can go in and start doing things. And maybe, let me tell you, it may be because one in your family got a job and you got covered under an insurance plan that you couldn't get covered under before. Was that the case? You now have the capability. Somebody got a good manufacturing job under the company's insurance plan, and you can now take a deep breath because you don't have to go in under that stupid Obamacare legislation. Joe Biden, desperate. He'll take anybody. He will entertain anybody with a pulse, and his campaign hasn't ruled out. I'm not, y'all, don't disregard. Go Google this information for yourself. Biden, VP candidates, and see what comes up. Nobody's ruled out. Who isn't on the list of potential VPs for Biden, the preemptive Democratic challenger to Donald Trump, who has yet to clear the hurdles of the Democrat freak fest they call
a
primary?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at Slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Joe Biden's pay-per-play schemes got him $15 million over the last couple of years. He and Jill, his brother, has feasted. There are articles on top of articles about how Biden's brother has made money on his family name now. Joe didn't know how to do it, but all his family members said, Joe, if you won't, we will. But Joe got a little bit. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Joe Biden's tied to all this crooked stuff. Follow Joe Biden's any type of speech, any type of appearance, and right after, you'll see the buzzard swooping in on the carcass, boy. It's pretty fun to watch. Ukraine foreign minister, he came out and he goes, we had nothing to do with Trump. There was no quid pro quo. We don't know the guy that's accusing him of anything. It's such a joke. That I'm telling you, This is all going to spin back on the Democrats, and right at the epicenter of this one is going to be Joe Biden. Barack Obama knew. I'm telling you, when he left, he had to be saying to Joe. That's why, honestly, I believe Barack Obama won't endorse Joe Biden and said, Joe, don't run. Don't run. That's the rumor. He told him, don't run. Let it go. Let somebody else in the spotlight. Hillary almost got us busted. And I don't mean a boob enhancement. That's not what I mean when I say he got him busted. Meanwhile, Donald Trump meets with LSU. Did you guys hear what the president said when he was with the LSU folks? The kids that had won the national championship?
Coach, if you'd like, we can once to come to the Oval Office. We'll take pictures behind the Resolute desk. It's been there a long time. A lot of presidents, some good, some not so good. But you got a good one now. Even though they're trying to impeach the son of a... Can you believe that? You believe that? Got the greatest economy we've ever had, Joe. We got the greatest military. We rebuilt it. We took out those terrorists like your football team would have taken out those terrorists, right?
You got to love Donald Trump, man, when he's on the stump like that, just rifting. He's an everyday Joe. I talk to many people. You guys got to understand, we're out there all the time, 200 people, 500 people here and there, having conversations, and I've talked to a few people that said, I was disappointed that Trump wasn't a better statesman, all this, but you know what I like? I like that he just speaks to ordinary people. He resonates with them. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Anyway, Joe Biden and his wife made $15 billion. They had reported an adjusted gross income of $4.6 million in 2018. It was down from $11 million they made in 2017. Net worth of $9 million. This is big money for the Bidens, I'm telling you. They used to not have this kind of money. They said Biden's salary was $169,000 his last year in the Senate. His tenure as VP gave him a 30% raise, $225,000 per year. Joe and Jill also earned $500,000 in pensions and in Social Security benefits. What's he doing taking Social Security benefits? Since leaving the presidency, he's made hundreds of thousands of dollars from books and speaking fees, multi-million dollar real estate portfolio, probably run by Tony Resco from the Popo, from the joint. That's not from the police. Biden invested in second and third homes after leaving office, including the purchase of a lavish $2.7 million beachfront, 4,800 square foot house in Delaware. He rents a 12,000 square foot, 5-bedroom, 10-bathroom home in McLean, Virginia. And I bet you somebody else pays for it. He got a significant amount of money, they say, from his book, Promise Me, Dad, about his relationship with his other son, Bo, who died of brain cancer. Financial disclosure form said he made between, get this, $8,000 to $90,000 per stop on his book tour. Who pays that? Who pays $90,000 to see Joe Biden? Let me tell you. $8,000 to $90,000. That is a huge gap. I charge between $5,000 to $10,000 to speak. That's my gap. And it depends on availability and a lot of other stuff. Joe Biden, $8,000 to $90,000. I wonder, look, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look for most of this stuff. Ask yourself, who paid $90,000 and then follow the money? According to Forbes, the sale of the book resulted in $1.8 million for the Bidens. Additional public speaking engagements, $2.4 million of the couple's net worth. Biden was paid $190,000 in March of 2018 to lecture at Drew University. This is in New Jersey. Let me tell you something, people. And at the end of 2020, Joe Biden won't get paid $10,000 to speak anywhere. He won't. His career will be over. If Biden's going to do it, he better do it now. Unbelievable. They got billionaires running who are aloof. They got multimillionaires who are making money off of you. I don't know what Drew University is. I don't know if it's public or private. But really? You're going to spend $190,000? By the way, shouldn't Biden say to those people, you know what? 190K, that's too much. I'm going to set a precedent, and I'm just going to speak at a cap. Or maybe he should just do it for free. Doesn't he have enough? Isn't it his boss that said, there comes a time when you make enough money. You don't need no more money. Now, he's not living that, of course. Anyway, that's Joe Biden. But let's go back to one of these other so-called front runners. Now her lies are being documented. I already talked about her and Bernie. Yeah. Under public scrutiny now because it's he said, she said. Sanders said her claim was ludicrous. And during the debate, supporters took to Twitter where they spread the hashtag Never Warren, Lying Liz, and Warren is a snake because she dared do that to Bernie. And I don't care about Bernie Sanders. Not one bit. I think he's a waste. The laziest politician in America. A dude who gets kicked out of his commune because he's too lazy. They said all Bernie wanted to do was talk. They were in a commune, which, just so you know, that's not a bad thing. These are people that get together to say, we're going to grow our own foods. We're going to go get our firewood. We're going to live off the land. And some people are going to cook, clean, hunt, fix cars, whatever it takes. But we're all going to pitch in a communal effort to be better. I wanted to do this with my family. I just have too many Democrats. I got too many leftists, too many lazy people. They'd be hand out. But if you run a commune and everybody knows their chores, which is, by the way, how we raise our families. If you have kids, kids have chores. You have chores. I say to my son all the time, hey, here's what I ask him one day. Have you ever cleaned my room? And he goes, no. I go, right, because it's not your chore. It's not your responsibility. I clean my room, and it's clean. Why isn't yours? I'm not going to clean it. There's no maid here. You pull your weight. You know, and you know, we get into these philosophical battles because you tell him to do his chores, and he's all huffy. And I go, stop right there. Do you do my chores? I start listing the things that I do every day that he doesn't even pay attention to. Have you ever done these things? No. Why? Because somebody's doing them. You think it's invisible? You think it's a ghost? You think, you know, somebody comes in, the clean fairy comes in and cleans up? Anyway, Warren lied. Let me give you the other one. You know this, American Indian Heritage. She's made millions of dollars lying on forms. She should be in prison for her lies. She identified as a minority at the University of Pennsylvania Law School and at Harvard Law. My Native American heritage is part of who I am. I'm proud of it, and I've been open about it. Yeah, you have. She claimed, folks, here's another one, that her kids went to public schools. And then she faced the backlash for telling a school choice activist that they went to public schools, appearing to deny the fact that her son attended a private school. I read that your children went to private school, said Sarah Carpenter. To Warren, no, my children went to public school. She's a liar. Lying about it. Anyway, her son Alex went to a private school. There's no question about it. Then, her last big lie. She claimed she was fired for being visibly pregnant. She said she got fired from a teaching job after a male principal noticed that she was pregnant. But it was called into question after a 2007 interview surfaced that suggested she left the school due to lack of qualifications and interest. So which is it, Elizabeth? I ask you, I don't care about Bernie Sanders, but I'll tell you this, I'm not going to believe that liar. Bernie Sanders has been truthful about his laziness.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.